Welcome to the debut performance of Brandler Bits. Brandler Bits is a new way, I believe, of being able to deliver information to an awful lot of people in the shortest amount of time. These short, tasty bits are ways of having people get something immediately. I'm Jeff Brandler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I have over 30 years' experience in the counseling business. And this forum is just another way of helping people, another way of reaching out to people, another way of getting information out that people need. So on our premiere edition of Brandler Bits, we'd like to address one particular topic. It's a topic that I describe as easy versus best. Now, if you think about our society, we are a quick fix, do what's easiest type of group. We don't want to work hard at anything. We want to do the least amount of things with the least amount of time and get the most amount of results. I think that's a safe statement. The problem with doing what's easy is it's rarely best. Fast food, for example, is easy, but no one's going to say that it's best. In order to do the things that are hardest, the things that are best, the things that are best for me, I have to get out of my comfort zone and do some hard things. This time of year, the idea of going out and working out when it's cold and dark versus staying in my bed where it's nice and warm, well, staying in the bed is nice and warm, and it is the easiest thing to do. But certainly working out and getting stronger and feeling better and decreasing my stress, that's clearly best. And what ends up being best is what brings out my best. It brings out my best self. It brings out the best parts of me. Doing what's easiest brings out the safe parts of me, brings out the light parts of me, not the best parts of me. So inevitably, when we're thinking about what's easiest, it's easy to do them. I've seen lots of people over the years who, prior to coming into my office, almost always used quick fix band-aids to do what was easiest. I'm feeling stressed out. I'm feeling upset. I'll have a drink. Feeling like I had a tough day, let me get a box of donuts. Having a really, really tough day, let me go make myself as comfortably numb as possible just to escape and unwind because it's easy. Making a decision to change those behaviors and work on me and work on myself, which is totally best, is way harder. Way, way harder. So if you're contemplating, as we head to the new year, if you are contemplating making changes in your life, making changes and deciding, you know, I need to lose some weight. I need to get in better shape. I need to stop drinking. I need to be a better person for my marriage, for my family. I need to be the best me that I can possibly be. Then we're working on being the best as opposed to what's easiest. So if you are thinking about making that change and you don't know what to do, there is many ways to make change. My website is Change is Possible. That's not just a great marketing slogan. That's a fact. Change is possible. It starts with the smallest step and builds from there. If you take your smallest step, you can work on making the change that you want to make. If you're working on losing weight, start reading some labels of the food you eat. You'd be shocked to discover what you're putting into your system. If you decide that you want to stop drinking or stop smoking cigarettes, start by reducing your intake. Don't make a major decision. If you're smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, cut 20 to 18. Cut 18 to 16. Cut 16 to 14. Two cigarettes at a time. Eventually, you'll get to the point where you'll be ready to stop. If you decide that you want to do something more formally and go see a therapist, Don't be overwhelmed by the multitude of therapists, the alphabet soup that all the therapists have after their name. Don't be alarmed by that. Get some recommendations from friends, from family. Do some internet research. Go to, for example, the Psychology Today website. Review therapists in your area. Read their profiles. Come up with a short list of people who you'd like to work with. And then gradually, step by step, send them emails. Make phone calls. Send text messages. Until you can get your person, know who your person is, get the appointment, find the courage to do all of that, and end up in the door. Remember, getting in the door is the hardest part, but it starts with all the other small steps before that happens. The research, the phone call, making the appointment, and then showing up. If you're working on doing what's best and what's best for you, you'll change easy to best. And as we head down the stretch on this year and head towards the next year, 2019, you'll recognize that being your best is best for you and best for the people around you. If you want to reach me, feel free to do so. My website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. Hope you've enjoyed today.